It's the Kix Morning Crew with Sean and Dave, and I have got a very special guest, a dear friend of mine and COVID-19 survivor, Crescent Caldwell from Connersville. Crescent, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I've got to say, I am absolutely delighted just to hear your voice.
Thank you for asking me, and thank you for that. A lot of people have told me that, and I'm very thankful that everybody reminds me that, and I'm also thankful for all the prayers everybody gave me.
Absolutely, Crescent. Now, I want to jump right in. This is kind of what the timeline looked like for me. Now, on a Friday night, you know, I was doing some live streams there during COVID, so, you know, trying to spread music to the people, and you were on that live stream with me. You were, you're kind of my right-hand person when it comes to my live streams. So, we were laughing, having a good time, and the next thing I know, Monday morning, were you on a ventilator by that Monday?
I actually went to the hospital that Sunday night. Monday, I was still in a stable condition, but by Tuesday, I was on a vent.
Oh, my goodness. So, Crescent, I got to know, what prompted you to go to the doctor? What was some of those signals you were seeing that you thought early on, there might be something going on here?
Well, my case, of course, I'm always a different person, but my case is entirely different from most. I woke up on a Sunday morning and just felt like there was an elephant on my chest. I didn't necessarily have shortness of breath at that time, but that, of course, and I'm talking around 7 a.m. By around 6 that evening, I was definitely very short of breath.
How long did it take you from the time that you went to the hospital knowing something's wrong for them to tell you you're COVID positive?
It was actually around 26 to 28 hours before they said it's a possibility. I did have pneumonia in both lungs, so that was, you know, also a major factor. And, of course, a lot of times that is some of the things that occurred during the COVID. So I actually wasn't fully aware that I was positive with it until I woke up from being on the ventilator. They, of course, you know, gave me their, you know, assumptions, and everything led to that direction. I just really didn't positively think it at first, just because a lot of things, people look for the fever, the cough. I, of course, didn't have either one of those.
So when this all happened, it was kind of before people really started focusing on like contact tracing and things like that. Do you have any idea who you might have come in contact with that might have transmitted this to you?
No, I was really fortunate. I can't actually say that my son as well had it. I can't say that I didn't have it first. Can't say that he didn't have it first, because we had totally off-the-wall different symptoms. After, of course, I was in the hospital, which I did not know, my youngest daughter also had it as well. I don't know. I just really don't know if it was one of those things that I got it from him, he got it from me, because he was exact time frame. No, because I did my best to limit my places of going.
Sure.
And did the mask ordeal, you know, but not saying that I didn't simply just touch a doorknob, touch anything. It could have been anything.
Now, Crescent, I have to ask you, you know, you're no stranger to the news. You see what was going on. When the doctor told you, you know, this, we're going to maybe put you on a ventilator. Were you aware that you were about to be put on a ventilator?
Absolutely. And I'm very thankful I was. There are so many that don't get that chance. And they were remarkable to me. They called each one of my family members, because, of course, you know, even now, family members they couldn't even go
sure.
with me to the hospital in the beginning. So I am still thankful to this day. I was able to talk to each one of them, and they did FaceTime on iPad for me. I got to say, you know, things before I was actually put on the vent. So I was very, very blessed on that behalf.
So now that you're on the other side of this, what sort of short-term and long-term effects have the doctors told you to kind of be on the lookout for or be aware of?
That's the thing that a lot of people aren't aware of. The recovery is unbelievable. I did a lot of rehab. I'm still not real sturdy on my legs, the muscles in my legs, from being actually on the vent for such a long time. So I'm still a little unstable. I don't like to always admit that, but I'm still a little weak. The scarring on your lungs takes a huge hit. There's a lot of lung damage. A lot of people have kidney damage. I've been blessed, and I haven't had that. A lot of people face that one. There is a lot of appointments afterwards. I just now started getting a full voice back. I haven't had that all the time. And it'll be 90 days for me before long. So recovery time is very, very hard. Very, very long, lengthy.
Now, Crescent, I know we share a lot of the same friends on Facebook. How does it make you feel when you see somebody that you know, maybe on Facebook, saying, look, you guys, this isn't any worse than the flu. They're just blowing this thing way out of proportion. What message do you have for those people?
I try to say it, and I hope people understand, the actual sickness part of that, I can't really say, oh, my gosh, the sickness part, because I went under the vent so quick.
Mm-hmm.
It is not like the flu, the sickness part. Maybe, yeah, you have the headache, the cough, the fever, which I want to repeat, I didn't do that part. Some sure do. My son and my daughter, that's what they have. That's what they said they had. They had the horrible coughs, the high fevers. It just hurt all over. But it lasts so much longer.
Now, I want to talk about this ventilator just for one more second.
Sure.
Was there ever a point of this, knowing how serious of a situation this was, knowing that Mother's Day was just right around the corner, was there a part of you that thought, you know, I cannot believe this has happened to me. All I hope is that I can make it through this. Is there ever a time where you doubted, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm strong enough to beat this. Did that thought ever cross your mind?
You know what? I will tell you it did not. And the only reason why I say that is each one of my family members reminded me, Mom, you're the strongest person I know. And that encouraged me. I prayed a lot for her. You know, minutes before, the hours before, I don't know. I just knew I would be right back out. I have a daughter that is pregnant now, and I remember telling her, don't forget, I'll be fine, and I'll be there for that delivery. I just knew I would be okay, but I sure didn't think it'd be that long. When I woke up and the lady's telling me it's the middle of May, and I could not believe my ears. Middle of May, I missed Mother's Day, my daughter's birthday, my dad's birthday, and I just couldn't believe it.
It is so worth it to have you still with us, Crescent.
Thank you.
We were all worried about you. We know how strong in your faith you are. It was apparent every time we talked to you. All your friends, I hope you know that we all had your back. If we did another live stream, I would try to keep people updated. Folks were coming to me asking me how you were, and I would just get updates through your daughter on Facebook. And you have come leaps and bounds since then, but you do admit that you've still got a long road ahead, correct?
Yes, I do. And I know that I'm not who I was, you know, minutes prior. I do know that, but I just can't be so much more thankful than I am and blessed than I am. I mean, the clinic that I go to is strictly a COVID recovery clinic, and I see some that were in my same boat when I go, and they're not going to recover. Some of those will have lifelong, you know, disadvantages compared to me. So I'm very thankful. Very thankful.
Got any advice for folks who have loved ones who are just kind of starting to deal with the infection or, you know, anyone who might think they might have it but haven't gotten tested yet?
I hope and I pray that people go and get tested, because you can affect just one person, and that one person affects 16 and 18 and 20 just by a simple touch, just by a simple cough, a simple, you know, it spreads like wildfire, and I just hate for anybody. I mean, my poor family, they, you know, it was just as hard on them to be sitting here just waiting by a phone, just hoping and praying to hear something good today. I would hope that people would get tested right away. There's so many places now, and so more, you know, convenient and easier than what it was at first. Just do it. Do it for your sake. Do it for your family's sake, your grandkids, your kids, whatever it takes. You know, just, we gotta get a grip, and I feel like, you know, the more people are tested, the more people are cautious, we can control it. We can slow it down.
The voice you're hearing, that of Crescent Caldwell of Connersville, a COVID-19 survivor and currently still a fighter. Crescent, we know you're very busy with doctor's appointments, but I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day, your busy schedule, to talk to us about this. I know it's not an easy subject for you to talk about, but it is a very important subject. I've heard so many people say, well, I don't know anyone that's got COVID-19. It can't be that big of a deal. We're saying, let's get this figured out. Let's get it shut down before it is someone you know, before it is someone in your family, because you are luckily living proof that this is no joke. This is nothing to mess with, and this is certainly something that we don't want to take lightly and we want to be prepared for.
Absolutely.
Crescent, thank you so much. We wish you the best in your recovery. Absolutely. And please feel free to call us anytime, okay?
Thank you very much for asking me.
Best of luck to you, Crescent. Thank you so much.